Good morning. This is your RTL Today News at 11 o'clock. I'm John Baker. A police officer has been sentenced to 6 years in prison, five of them suspended, for striking a restrained victim in the face with a running start while wearing reinforced gloves at the hospital centre Emile Mérich in 2019, causing multiple facial fractures. At the time, the victim's hands were cuffed behind their back and offered no resistance. The four other officers present who helped restrain the victim while their superior struck him and later assisted in destroying evidence and falsifying witness statements were each handed 3 year prison sentence, fully suspended. All were also fined. 6 years since the tragic death of two-year-old Emran, who was killed when a huge piece of an ice sculpture collapsed at Luxembourg City's winter market on the Place Guillaume II, the family still has no answers on who is responsible, where the main mistakes lie, and how this was even possible. The case was expected to have closed in 2021. A small company in Esch-sur-Alzette, S&T Creation, is seeing surprisingly huge success with its unique lagoon pool concept, bringing a touch of the Caribbean into the comfort of your own back garden. Unlike a traditional pool, the lagoon pool is designed to mimic a natural water feature with gentle slopes and an irregular shape. It is constructed without concrete, using a special resin that allows water to filter through while a waterproof membrane ensures the pool remains watertight. In international news, firefighters in Hong Kong are continuing their search through scorched buildings after a devastating fire tore through a Hong Kong high-rise housing complex yesterday, killing at least 44 people and leaving hundreds unaccounted for. Authorities are investigating what sparked the disastrous blaze, which is the worst in decades for the city. And the study will look into the presence of bamboo scaffolding and plastic mesh wrapped around the structures as part of construction work. And in a tribute to Sirikit, the mother of current King Maha Vairongkorn and wife of the longest reigning Thai monarch, who died in October at the age of 93, 11 pink painted elephants have marched through Bangkok, bowing in unison outside the Grand Palace in a lumbering tribute to the late Queen Mother. Since Sirikit's death, the government has declared a year-long mourning period for officials and urged the public to wear mourning colours of black or white for 90 days. In sports, the 2026 World Cup will be played across three countries for the first time, but unlike the United States and Mexico, Canada has never hosted. While there have been issues with the organisation required to host the Games, the executive director of FIFA World Cup 2026 in Toronto, Sharon Bollenbach, has promised AFP the city is going to be ready for kickoff in just over 6 months. And finally, Spain's world number 418, Sebastian Garcia, was holding a two-stroke lead with three holes to play when a hailstorm forced an early end to day one of the Australian PGA Championship in Brisbane today. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
It's still a little misty out there, and even when that lifts, the day will remain overcast and chilly. It's currently just above zero in the city, and it does still feel colder.